A significant new resource for food producers in Northwest Arkansas, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Market Center for the Ozarks is now open for business in Northwest Arkansas. The $31 million facility had substantial financial support from the Walton Family Foundation of Walmart fame and is designed to assist local farmers and food entrepreneurs. Emily English works for the Walton Family Foundation and heads the center.
From cold storage and processing lines to commercial kitchens and co-working space, every square foot of this facility has been designed for one purpose, to help local food thrive.
The facility is located in the city of Springdale, and Mayor Doug Sprouse is happy to have it there.
It is a hub of innovation and community support, and look forward to seeing how our community is going to support this, buy into it, and benefit from it. And when I talk about our community, you know, I'm a homer, so I'm talking mostly about Springdale, but I'm talking about Northwest Arkansas. This is a facility for the region and to help support the food industry in our region.
The new facility also houses an offshoot of the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture called the Arkansas Food Innovation Center, and Daryl Holliday is the director.
I think this building really is a great opportunity, serving as a hub where that knowledge and that creativity from our faculty can go directly into local agriculture and local food enterprise.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.